Hey, salon owners and solo artists, are you interested in learning how to build a solid hair extension business? One that fills your book with your dream client, fills your bank account, and fills your soul? If marketing isn't your strength and you need help refining your business strategy, be sure to check out the link in the show notes to learn about upcoming workshops all about doubling your extension business and skills through marketing and techniques. Can't wait to see you there. Hey friends, welcome back to the Beauty Business Game Changer podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Alvarez. Today is part four, the last series of Clarity in Action. And this particular episode is one you do not want to miss because it's all going to make sense when we are finished today. And this is about creating your action plan. So, in order to find the right action plan for your business, we need to know where we are, which we dove into in the first episode of this series. Then we need to know where are we going, which is our vision. And we casted that in part two of Clarity in Action. And then after that, we needed to get in touch with why we are wanting more, and why we want something new, or why we want to put forward extraordinary effort until we achieve what was placed in our hearts, which is what we broke down in part three. So now we are in part four, and now it is time that we put this all together, map it out into your action plan. The Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It is the hardest step of them all because before we get started, sometimes we overthink or we think or feel defeat, difficulty, uncertainty. We feel stuck, we're unsure, we're complacent. All of these negative emotions that are really boiling inside of us that is just unreal. And it really stops us. These are normal thoughts and feelings, but we cannot let this consume us. Fear is the devil telling you can't. You can't do that. Fear distracts us and it leads us to make excuses. And if anybody knows me personally, I cannot stand people who make excuses of why they cannot do something. I just feel like you can do anything that you put your heart and your mind to it. Other people have. Why should we not be able to? Right? Fear does not control you. And don't allow yourself to allow it. Overcoming fear includes acknowledging that there's fear there. Like, truly think about what your fears are. Like, we have been in this Clarity in Action, or where we started, the people that I've been speaking to and hearing on Instagram and TikTok and all these social platforms of maybe just not feeling that clarity of, should I be doing this? Am I going in the right direction? We have to think about, what is the worst thing that could happen if you went forward in to achieving your vision or your goals? When you create a compelling goal filled with passion and purpose, it feels right. And only until we start moving forward into that direction does the fear become quiet, and eventually it fades away. Think of all the reasons why you should go for your dreams and take a chance on yourself. You know, and in all honesty, you know, as a business owner, yeah, I've got fears. I wake up at 3 a.m. quite often and I feel in a panic or anxiety, stressed. You know, it's a lot of cash in and cash out. And as a salon owner, we're responsible for those who we are trying to lead and lead to financial freedom or financial profits for their career. And that's stressful. So it's not that these fears are never going to be present and that we can just go straight forward towards our goals and no problems, right? The more that we are trying to grow and go to the success route, the more obstacles and failures that will be in our way. It is going to happen, and we have to be okay with facing those failures. You will achieve more success in your career when you are going through those things that potentially could fail you. I listened to a recording on a podcast not too long ago with Rory Vader and Amy Porterfield, and he's the author of Take the Stairs, which I've quoted before on this podcast. He's an excellent author. It was a great book. And he's just really wicked smart. And he said something that really triggered something in me, and I wanted to share it. And he states, when your mission to serve is clear, you will have no fear. And oftentimes our fear, it's self-centered because we're worried about how we look, or how others perceive us, or are we going to look dumb or ignorant or egotistical? But remembering and reminding us that when your mission to serve is clear, you will have no fear, right? Because we're now shining this light on other people, the people that we're helping. So I think that was really powerful statement that he said, and I definitely really want to marinate on that motto and try to adopt that myself, because I'm human. And yes, even doing podcasts like this, do I have fears of someone's going to listen to it and says, I don't like this, she's terrible, or this, maybe you don't like my accent or whatnot. It's okay. You don't have to listen. You can just change the station. But I hope that you're sticking around because you do find this information to be valuable and that we can relate to each other. You know, we need to have faith in ourselves. We need to have faith in our business. And what is faith? It's believing without seeing. It's training your mind to focus and embody the I can attitude, or faith that this will happen for me. I'm going to make this happen. Right? Ask and you shall receive. So where do you start with this action plan? We definitely dove deep into the other three segments of this. So now we got to break down this vision. And I like to break up the year into a quarter plan. Sometimes when we look at the year as a whole, it just feels overwhelming, right? So how can we take this in a little bit more bite sizes that we can strategically place these goals so we can get to our vision easier? So, and so often we get excited. We want our vision to happen yesterday. I always want my visions to happen yesterday, but you know, we need certain skill sets and to go through this process. And there are things that we must go through in this growth journey that is going to help build strength and skill and character. And although some of these obstacles or this growth journey, it's not always enjoyable. Sometimes it just really sucks and it's hard. I have days that are just really hard where I'm like, is it ever going to get easier? Right? But I try to always go back to just being in the state of gratitude and being so thankful for everything that I currently have, because it could all be gone tomorrow. So I think that for me, that really helps of just go back to the basics of I'm just thankful for everything that I do have. It's not always easy, right? But the road to success is not going to be easy. We have to be realistic in our goal planning, because if we're only putting in minimal effort, how can we expect a significant change? A change in our life, or change in our financial story, our relationships, or even our relationship with money, right? There's things that we have to go through. So what can we control? I know for sure that we can control our attitude, our behavior, and our habits, and we can do that today, right? If we get in a bad habit, say, oh, I'm going to start that tomorrow, right? Like if you're wanting to cut down smoking or drinking or maybe not eating as much processed foods or sugar, how many of us are guilty? And I'm raising my hand right now too, FYI. I'll start tomorrow. And it just gets pushed off and pushed off to a later time. And we're not making progress. We're just sweeping things under the rug, right? So what are some even little small habits or behaviors that we could be doing each day that is a little bit different? And maybe it's something as simple or as easy as making your bed, right? How long does it really take to make a bed? Am I guilty of not making my bed every day? Yes, I am. But a small little habit, like just making the bed or putting on your gym shoes right away in the morning when we're telling ourselves, I'm going to go to the gym today, or I'm going to take a walk, or I'm going to do some yoga stretching in the house today. Just putting the act of putting your gym shoes on, you're almost physically getting your body mentally prepared, now physically prepared for your preparation to work out or exercise. You're changing your physique to prepare for that, right? Maybe you really want to gain more knowledge in something and you've got a great book. I've got a bookshelf behind me of like 50 books and half of them are read. Some I haven't even started. Some I've only gotten one chapter in. But even something as I'm going to read 3 pages in that book each day, right? Something small, like maybe it's only about 3 minutes that I'm actually dedicating to reading that book, but I'm creating these small little habits each day that these small shifts we can control, right? I mean, how many of you could say, okay, all right, fine, 3 minutes, I'm going to read until 3 minutes is up and that's it, right? I think that we could all carve out 3 minutes for something. I get it. We are all so busy. But we've got to start shifting things in our life so we can make room for what lies ahead and to create habits and behaviors and changes today that are going to get us closer to that vision. It's called compound effect, compounding into massive growth by just taking these small little steps. All we can control is our attitude and today's action. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow was not promised. So what can we do today that is going to shift ourselves slowly into our vision? Now, when we talk about the new year goals, right? The resolutions. So often we're like, all right, I'm like not going to drink. I'm not going to have any sugar. I'm going to work out every day. And I'm going to read 12 books for the year. We jump the gun and we paint this big picture and we have all these goals that it's like we can't just flip the switch and our whole life is going to change because we set those goals, especially if there isn't as much passion behind some of those goals where we look at that and we say, oh, I don't have time for that, or maybe I really didn't want that. We need to put more emotion or feelings behind those goals as well. So that on the days that are hard, where you're like, I just want a cookie, or I just want a cigarette, or whatever your guilty pleasure is, or maybe it's a weakness, I don't know. But we have to take initiative to make a small change and to not dump too many huge lofty goals all at once. Just start small. Okay, so what is this big vision that you have? So since this is a beauty industry podcast, let's say it is to bring home $100,000 in revenue for 2024. So it's a great big goal to have. And I would say the majority of the beauty industry artists aim for this. And I think that is absolutely amazing, especially given our economy. And when you look at different demographics and what the average household income is, hairdressers can definitely make a killer living doing hair. So let's ask a few questions about where we are now and do some reverse engineering here so that we have a better idea of what is this actually going to look like? How am I going to realistically bring home $100,000 in revenue for next year? So what do we need to know in order to create this goal? I would want to know, are your prices correct based on your expenses, your time, your experience, and your demand? So if you're driving, maybe timestamp this so you can go back to it. Otherwise, if you're sitting down, take some notes right now, because if you are not currently bringing home $100,000 in revenue behind the chair or doing lashes, why not? Why are you not? So I know that some of you can control your pricing. If you are a salon owner or a solo artist, you can take a deep dive into your pricing to ask yourselves, is this really priced accordingly? And if you are a stylist working for someone, do you agree with your prices? And if you don't, can you have an honest conversation with your leader about that? I think that if any of my staff came up to me and we talk about pricing, I'm very receptive to that. I need their ideas because I want them to be happy. I want them to grow. And we need to talk, and I want them to know too, why do we have your prices based this way? And when is the right time to raise them? So what bad habits are in place that you need to be aware of and avoid? So when we're talking about money in general, what about discounts? How much are we discounting? Are we discounting to discount? Is this just a habit? Do you feel bad for this person? I mean, we've got bills to pay. And if you constantly are discounting, you're doing a disservice to yourself as an artist, and now the perception of your skill level and what you're offering isn't worth what you are actually charging because you're discounting it all the time, and so people never want to pay full price for it. Hey friends, I just need to stop for a moment to give a shout out to our sponsor. If you don't know by now, I am super passionate about marketing and business growth. I came across a company called Maya. Maya is a client recruitment and marketing software for the beauty industry. The amount of new clients that have booked appointments to my salon has increased by 20% since I joined. Maya used proprietary matching technology to ensure you get clients you love, who spend more, and stay longer. And guess what? My team recognizes when new clients book with them through Maya because they say it feels natural and it was easier to serve them, sell retail, and rebook the client. I am proof this platform will drive more of the right clients to your business. I want to invite you to join Maya and see how this incredible technology can help grow your business. Click on the link in the show notes and use my code JA2FREE. That's JA2FREE to receive 2 months free subscription when you join. Visit joinmaya.com today. Another area of being aware of is if we're not tracking our product usage. Color is a huge one. And color could be extremely costly. I mean, colors are costly in general, but costly if you're not charging for the color that you're using, or even the back bar products that you're using. And so we really want to make sure that we're tracking how much product is being used during a service and how much time that it actually is taking you to apply that product as well. So at my salon, we use Vish. It helps keep track of everything for us, so it takes the guessing out of it. I highly recommend it. If you are a solo artist or a salon owner, you need to have this tool in your salon to keep everything tight on budget. Speaking about budget, you have to be aware and avoid shopping without a budget. My staff knows I don't go to Target anymore because I don't have the willpower to just get what's on my list because I'm very distracted by all the cute stuff that I think that I need to have. So I don't go to Target anymore. A lot of things are on auto ship, and we really need to make sure that we are taking a budget based on what is the revenue coming in. You know, earlier I mentioned something about cash in and cash out. This is the cash flow in the beauty industry is incredible. I mean, so $50,000 came into the salon in 1 week, but guess what? $45,000 just went out the door on all of the other expenses that are involved. So you have to be really closely looking at the cash in your business and making sure that when you are purchasing something that it is in the budget for you to get. I think a way also to justify spending is this going to make us money, or is this just an expense? So really making sure that you are aware of your spending in your business. And the last one is not offering enhancements or add-ons. We either need to have more clients or a higher average ticket. And I preach that all the time. Why are we not offering enhancements or add-ons? Doing a deep conditioning treatment or some quick thing like a lip patch or under eye patches takes hardly any time. It's a low-cost offer. It adds a ton of value to the guest experience. This is a no-brainer. You need to have these things at the forefront of your business so that you can control your raises in your business. So I am huge on making sure that we're enhancing the guest experience and doing these add-ons. So this is, to me, a non-negotiable that we need to have in place. You want to bring home $100,000? I'm telling you how it's done right now. So if you are not offering these treatments to every single person, you're not putting forward the effort that you think you are. Okay, what is your commission or expenses? So this will take away from the top of line or your gross profit. So for this example, based on the majority of you podcast listeners, let's say 40% is your commission percentage at the salon you work at. So, but hey, let's not dismiss the income that you make on gratuity. Industry average is 18%. So you might also bring home revenue in retail income. And let's include a small amount into this factor, as this is a perfect way to help increase your income without doing more time and can create residual income when it's done right. Meaning, let's say you sell a client shampoo and conditioner. She's going to use it. After 3 months, let's say, she's out of it. She's going to come back in and she's going to repurchase it again, or maybe something different, but she's going to need shampoo and conditioner. So that could be a residual type of income when you are establishing that trust with your customer and you are really basing a professional recommendation to every single client. So someone who brings home $100,000 in take-home revenue, who receives 18% in gratuity, and let's just say maybe sells $1,000 a month in retail with a 10% commission, they would need to do about $14,196 in services. Clearly, friends, I did the math before I recorded the podcast. But what the variables here will be now, how many days do you work? How many hours do you work a day or a week? What is your pricing? What is your average ticket? So this isn't necessarily a black and white formula because it is going to be personalized based on your market, your demographic, your experience, your expenses, all of these list of things that create a variable of how do you make $100,000 in revenue. So what are our current KPIs so that we can create small goals to keep working towards? So when I said, if you were going to take home $100,000 in revenue and you made 40% commission, but you also got 18% gratuity, and you also got gratuity from your retail, that's what I'm saying, that you would have to do $14,196 in services. Now, some of you might be saying, holy cow, I never have even got close to that number. And some of you might be pretty close. And if you're there, that's amazing, sister. Super excited and pumped for your hard work and success. Keep going. So let's say that you're not there, okay? Your KPIs, these are your key performance indicators. This is telling you, well, where are you at? Like, you can't just say, oh, okay, I got to do that much in services for the month in order to take home this amount of money. But if you're doing $4,000 in services, which is, it's not bad, but we have bigger, audacious goals that we are going for, and that is a beautiful thing to say and to go for. But if you're starting at $4,000 in services a month, we have to be realistic. So there's a huge gap between 4,000 in services and $1,496, right? So in order to hit your goal, we can't expect these results to be instant. So let's look at everything that we're doing that's holding us back. I mean, you have to be tracking your KPIs weekly. It's going to help you stay on track, right? Like, if you're trying to lose weight, you have to weigh yourself every single day, whether you want to or not. So you can measure, okay, am I gaining weight? Am I losing weight? Or am I staying the same? It's an indicator of, like, am I on track or am I not? We're just getting a measurement of where we're at. Because look, we're going to have days and we're going to have weeks that are really strong and we are powerful and we are just putting forward amazing effort. And then we have a bad week or a day that really sucks. Maybe people have canceled, people are sick, maybe you just don't feel well, and you're just not on your A game. And we're falling short, and we need to put more attention on our goal and what we are looking to do. So track of a list of your KPIs. My favorite KPIs, and I track a lot at my salon. I track not only at the salon level, but every single person, every single thing that they are doing in the salon. I am monitoring it, I am measuring it, and I'm tracking it because it helps me help them. And if you're a salon owner listening to this, I hope that you are doing this for your team. And if you're not, make sure to send me a DM on Instagram. Let's talk. I want to help you. Okay, so some of the KPIs that I like to track is my total average ticket. So that means my retail and my services. I like to look at the guest count too, how many clients that you've seen a week. Now, I don't take this measurement necessarily and say, oh, you had 5 clients, it's not a good week, or you had, you know, 30 clients, it was amazing. Because I find that the weeks where it was more of a high volume of clients, all the numbers go down. Like, your retail drops, your add-ons drop, because you're so crazy busy, you don't have time to serve the client that is right there in front of you. So add-ons is my third KPI that I pay close attention to, because this tells me, are we really putting forward an effort and maximizing that guest experience? How bad do you want $100,000? And retail. Retail is a huge portion of our business, and shame on those people in the industry who are putting down retail, because this is just another stream of revenue that you can have. And services, what is the service dollar amount? So those are the 5 KPIs that I track. I highly recommend that you are tracking them yourself too. Your salon should be doing it. but you should be keeping track of this too, because it is about your effort. It is about you controlling this experience and making sure the guest is returning. So I work with Qnity, and we use a tracker every week and increase our goal quarterly, which when done with their method will double your business when you hit your goals. And when you work with a smaller percentage of increase, it feels more doable versus, okay, you're doing only $4,000 in services and you really need to be doing $14,000 in services. It feels, am I even going to achieve that? So what if we broke that down smaller, a smaller percentage? Like, okay, all right, if I can do 4,000, what does it look like if I was to aim for 55, right? 5,500 in services. What does that look like? I got to do something different in my business. So let's start thinking about it this way. Now, are we marketing our business? And if we are marketing, how so? And what is our ROT, return on time, or ROI, return on investment? And are we even tracking this? Are we offering additional services? Are we priced for profit? How many reviews do you have? And if you are receiving reviews, are they positive feedback? And is this happening on the regular? When was the last time you asked for a referral? When was the last time you went to a class or took a webinar or business or technical class? What are you doing in your business? I get heated and frustrated about this because I hear way too often licensed professionals think that they are doing everything and that they will hit their target goal. And I'm looking at KPIs and what people are really doing, and the effort is not there. And they're not going to hit their goal, maybe not for a long time, or maybe even ever. Not with this bare minimum attitude. When you show up the way that you are right now, you are not going to get to where you want to be. You have to show up differently. What got you here won't get you there. So it's time to implement change. Do you want this? Go get it. It is here for everyone to be successful. It's time to wake up early, take the extra step to be a better stylist, team player, leader, whatever your role is. This success has been done before by many people, which means you can do it too. You just need to take action today, not tomorrow, not someday, today. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode and have been able to receive a message that will help you grow and build your business. My goal is to help transform your business and self to create a career that supports your life. And if you like this episode, I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review, share it on Instagram with your beauty bestie. I'm honored to be a part of your beauty business, and I hope that this has been your dose of a game changer.